Hi, and welcome to This Week in Wall Street History. The date is Saturday, February 1st, 1975, when two friends, Bill Gates and Paul Allen, finished writing the first basic language program for a personal computer and sold it to a company named MITS, spelled M-I-T-S, based in Albuquerque, New Mexico, to use with its early version of the personal computer, known as the Altair 8800. Software did not exist at that time, and Gates and Allen's major accomplishment was the first known software program ever developed and would launch their friends straight into the world of entrepreneurship.
A major milestone for us was when we were walking through Harvard Square one time and saw this popular electronics magazine. And it was kind of, in a way, you know, good news, bad news. Here was someone making a computer around this chip in exactly the way that Paul had talked to me, and you know, we thought about what kind of software could be done for it, and it was happening without us. And for all we knew, maybe they had some software people, they were just going to go charge off and do this thing. And so we wrote this company immediately and offered to do a BASIC for them.
The duo had its first product and first customer and decided to make their new venture official. On April 4th, 1975, Bill Gates and Paul Allen founded Micro-Soft, short for Microprocessors and Software, in Albuquerque, and soon began writing a software program for IBM, known to most as MS-DOS. By the end of 1978, the company topped $1 million in sales, and in 1979, the company relocated to Bellevue, Washington, the hometown for friends Bill Gates and Paul Allen. Microsoft eventually went public on March 13, 1986, with a $21 offering price, which increased to $35.50 by the end of the day. The company raised $61 million that day. And today, Microsoft has a market cap value of $1.9 trillion. Had you invested $1,000 in Microsoft's IPO and held on to the stock, you would have a current value over $3.4 million. In addition, since Microsoft began offering a dividend in 2003, you would have received over $340,000 in dividends. Needless to say, Microsoft didn't just change the world with communication, but changed the financial circumstances of so many others. Thank you for listening to this edition of This Week in Wall Street History. Be sure to explore and listen to our other shows from Buy, Hold, Sell on the Evergreen Podcast Network. For Crosscheck Media, I'm Todd Schoenberger. Take care.
Buy, Hold, Sell, brought to you by Crosscheck Management.
If you like Buy, Hold, Sell Live, be sure to smash the like button.
I want you to smash that like button.
The Jim Stroud Podcast explores the discoveries and trends forming the future of our lives. Brain-to-brain communication, robot bosses, microchip implants for workers, and artificial intelligence replacing human workers are all happening now. If you want to know what's happening next, subscribe now to the Jim Stroud Podcast.